Today is Friday, February 21st, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. All right, let's go ahead and get started with a voicemail. How about it?
I don't know why you always say that the background is noisy when I call you, Adam. It's not really noisy, just a typical Friday afternoon at work.
Okay, Scotty, well, thank you for your call. I'm glad I pre-listened to that so I could turn it down sufficiently, because it was a little bit noisy when I first listened to it. So I turned it down just a little bit, and I can tweak it in post. But anyway, I always appreciate your call, Scotty, so thank you so much for calling. You know, I thought you were a lawyer or something like that, but it's funny that you have, like, all these alarms at your workplace telling you to evacuate. What kind of law do you practice? Do you do law at some kind of, like, special lockdown facility that has, I don't know, explosives or something like that? I'm recording on just on the mixer today because, guys, I'm going to tell you how lazy I am. And I always used to think, okay, so I always used to think, why do people get houses with just one floor? Like, you'll always hear these older people saying, oh, I don't want to get a two-story house. Or a lot of times you'll hear people saying, I want the master bedroom on the main floor. Like, my mom asked me, because Mark and I are going to be buying a house. And my mom asked me whether we wanted the master bedroom on the first floor or the second floor if we get a two-story house. And I said, oh, I think I prefer the second floor. And mom said, oh, well, yeah, she's like, I guess you haven't gotten to the point where you don't like going up and down stairs yet. And honestly, I have a little bit, because if I come up the stairs and then I leave something downstairs, if it's not something that I really wanted, I'll just stay upstairs and not go get the thing. Because I do, my knees do hurt a little bit. Now that I've gotten in my 40s, I do, when I go up and down stairs, sometimes my knees hurt a little bit. Oh my God, I'm so old, you guys. And anyway, so I got up the stairs and I record on a laptop. And I had taken the laptop downstairs to do something else on it, down, you know, on the couch while we're watching TV or whatever. And when I got up here, I was like, oh, you know what? I don't have to go back down the stairs, because I can record directly on the mixer and I can just save the file and then I can edit it downstairs or whatever. So that's what I'm going to do. The problem is I don't have a timer. Normally, I'm recording on the laptop as well, and I watch the time on the laptop to know when I should start the closing music. And the timer on the mixer is behind me. So in order to see how far I've gone, I have to turn around and look at the mixer. So anyway, you guys will get either a much longer episode or a shorter episode today, possibly, because I can't see the timer from where I'm talking. So it's not directly in front of me. But all that said, Scotty, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And I don't know where you work, but we don't really have alarms like that at my place of business, so I'm not really sure where it is that you're working. But I'm always happy for your call. So I was just thinking about what had happened recently. I do have a kind of an update for tomorrow. So on my list of things to do today is to pick a couple of housing developments where they're building houses right now. And luckily, I think Zillow shows those. So I think I can do a filter in my Zillow app to actually show me housing developments that are currently building or whatever. And so I'm going to do that. I'm going to find, I think, two of those. And Mark and I in the morning are going to go, and depending on what time they open, usually they have a model house with, like, I don't know, a realtor who hangs out there or something like that. So my goal is for us to go and at least hit two of these housing developments tomorrow and find out, like, what kind of, you know, houses they have, look at the model, see what the time frame is, what kind of customizations they offer, you know, price points, all that kind of stuff, just so we can start figuring it out. Because we need to know, like, how long is it going to take to build a house? And we need to be able to compare those to, you know, like, existing houses. So we need to decide, do we want to do a brand new one or do we want to do, you know, an existing house? Also, the thing is, like, for my studio, I would love to be able to do some customizations, like, I don't know, have a larger room for the studio. Maybe have a room that has certain jacks built in, like, actually all over the house. I would love to have Ethernet jacks built all over the house. And I'm thinking that a lot of new builds probably already have that anyway. So that's probably just a standard thing now. But I don't know that for sure. So if we did a new build, we could possibly say, hey, when the electrician comes, we want him to run Ethernet to every room. And, you know, say, I want Cat 6 or Cat 7 or, you know, whatever it is today. I don't know what the Cat number is at the moment, the number of the 2020s. But we're going to do that. And so tonight I have to find that. I have to post the donate links on the Pride 48 website because I had removed the store because we're getting ready to, you know, get ready for all the 2020 events, and everything up there was still last year's. And so I had gotten rid of the store, but when I did that, I also got rid of our donate link because the donate link was part of the store. You would say how much you want to donate and, you know, put it in your cart, air quotes, and then check out using our PayPal checkout. And I got a message from Durwood, who's Big Fatty's friend. I mean, I guess he's my friend as well, but, you know, he lives there in South Kakalaki with Big Fatty, and so they see each other all the time. And I'm more of an acquaintance with Durwood. But he messaged me on Twitter and said, hey, I wanted to make a donation, but I don't see a donate link on the Pride 48 site. Could you help me with that? Or something. He was having an issue making a donation. I was like, oh, I removed that when I removed the shop. And so last night I went through the process of fixing the PayPal stuff and, you know, getting the donate link set back up. But I didn't actually put it on the site. I didn't put a link to it on the site. So today I sent Durwood the direct link to go to make a donation, but I still have to get that back on the site. So I wrote that on my to-do list for today so I can go and have that done and mark that off my list. So that'll be on there. So I've got to do that tonight. And I do have newsies tonight as well. So I've got to do that. And that'll take a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, however long it is. I have to leave here at like 7:15 for my 7:30 call time. And so, yeah, I've got a lot of stuff to do. And so that's that. And I'm rambling a lot because I really didn't think about what I was going to talk about when I sat down. I was just like, oh, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to record. I talked to my mom earlier today and she said, oh gosh, my voice. I talked to my mom earlier today and she said, can we get Sydney? Because mom always wants Sydney to come over, and she says their dog Shane gets depressed when he's alone too much. And so I think she's just using it as an excuse, but she's like, oh, Shane would be really happy if he could see Sydney. But the thing is, my mom, for whatever reason, and I've said this before, I don't know if she doesn't want to come over to this den of sin and iniquity because, you know, the homos live here, or if she's lazy or what, but she never wants to come pick up Sydney. She always like hints around like, oh, would you bring Sydney by when you're doing blah, blah, blah or something. And so she called me today, but I was at work and I said, well, you're welcome to go pick her up. And my aunt was there and she's like, well, we're going to go out for lunch and do some shopping and then we'll stop by and pick her up. I said, because I'm at work, so I can't bring her to you. And then I pull into the garage and mom says, hey, are you home yet? And I said, I just pulled into the garage. And she said, oh, well, we just got home and we haven't picked up Sydney yet. And she's like, but if you or Mark happen to be out and about later tonight, you can bring her by. And I said, well, we're not going to be able to bring her by. You guys are welcome to get her if you want her, but somebody's going to have to come over here and get her if you want to do that. Because it's ridiculous. Why am I like the dog delivery person? Like, if she wants to see my dog, first of all, Sydney is our dog. And I don't mind my mom seeing her, but why should I have to bring the dog over to them? And then when we do that, a lot of times she'll call the next day and be like, okay, well, we're not going to be getting out, but if you want Sydney back, you can come pick her up. I'm like, dang, you know, you can't pick her up. You can't bring her back. So basically I said, we can't bring her to you. We're very busy tonight, but if you want her, you can come. And then she said, oh, well, maybe your stepdad can come by there and pick her up on his way home from working out. I don't know why she avoids coming to our house. I really don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. We live like 7 minutes away from each other. She could get in her car, come over here and get the dog and then go back. I'm really not sure. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. It's been such a great episode. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can also email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.